Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Woj, anything you want to touch on? We have a few questions for you. And should we just get right into it?
I love your questions.
You don't have any themes you want to address? Any talking points like Jim Harbaugh had last night for Angelique or anything like that?
He did have his talking points ready, didn't he?
Yeah.
If there's anything you just cannot do, the whole thing is a mess, but if there's one thing you can't do is question Harbaugh's integrity as another coach, because he doesn't like it. And yeah, rules and everything else, and didn't want to obviously lie and do anything outside the box. But it does become needlessly messy in these transfer rules, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about it this morning, and I really do think he's being honest here.
I think
truth is probably on his side, and I think he resents the implication that it's like Luke Fickell called him to say, "Okay, let's play ball, Jimmy. Here's what you got to say." And
right.
He was like, "No, I mean, I'm going to say what exactly happened." And I don't think he likes being painted as this guy who's oblivious to mental health issues in America, even though the way he rolled it out back in Chicago was probably a little bit clumsy. But
it was clumsy. But if you read both sides of it, his description of the conversation with Fickell and everything else apparently is 100% accurate. Because even Fickell and Hudson's family said, well, he just said he didn't want to lie for us, or he wasn't going to lie. And that's exactly what he said. I'm not going to lie. You know, this is how it happened. And
right.
Hudson's going to end up being probably a pretty darn good offensive tackle for Cincinnati. And maybe the year off gives them some seasoning. Who knows?
Well, somebody made a really good point, too, off the air, and that is if, in fact, there is a mental illness situation here with James Hudson, maybe he would benefit from not playing college football for a year and focusing on his mental health, if that truly is the issue at hand.
Right. When, in fact, it appears the issue at hand is that he was asked to switch
positions.
Suggested to switch positions, and that threw him off a little bit.
Yeah.
See, and that's where I do feel bad for the kid, because, well, you've seen this over the years. College football coaches will say, hey, we really like you. We want to bring you in at wide receiver, knowing full well as soon as they get him on campus, you know what? There's an opening over there for the third cornerback position. We'd love to move you over to defense. You okay with that? And
right.
That can be, and that's, coaches do that, and they try to act like it's just an on-the-spot thing, but it's not.
No, I mean, and it's under the guise of what's best for the team.
Yeah.
More so than necessarily what's best for the player. But in this case, from what it probably is best for the player that he supposedly has done well at offensive tackle and practices and the like. But you're right. There's very, very gray area. Coaches will do what they can to fill out the roster.
That's kind of how I felt like last week. You know, it was best for the team for me to work with Stoney, but I don't know if it was best for the player. You know what I mean?
Oh, it definitely wasn't best for the player.
Yeah.
Me being the player.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
No, it's player. Yeah. So, Woj, I guess the answer is obvious. We have our quintessential Detroit Tigers 2019 play. Which took place last night as Nico Goodrum and Brandon Dixon collided out in left center field. The ball was in Goodrum's mitt and then went over the fence for a two-run homer for Kyle Seager. Now, some people, I'm not going to name names here, had the blasphemy to compare it to the Orlovsky play, to which I said, child, please.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a bumbling, foolish play. It's two guys who don't play that position ever are forced into play that position. And, it didn't look very good. But, come on, Orlovsky is that's next level, isn't it?
No, I say, right, Orlovsky's still number one. But on that play, I mean, honest to God, I'm not being mean here. When I say not to be mean, that means I'm not being mean.
Of course not.
But it almost looked like Goodrum caught it and, like, flung it over the fence. Like, the hell with this. And I contend this is the curse of Castellanos. Ever since he left, He does nothing but hit home runs with the Cubs, and opposing teams come in and hit, I don't know, I think they've averaged 7 home runs a game against the Tigers in Comerica's Park since he left. It's but, you know, earlier in that game yesterday was an even bigger, although less bloopy blunder. Was
a bloopy blunder?
Yeah.
Isn't that like what happens after blunder. You have Mexican?
Bloopy blunder.
Yeah.
When Goodrum raced in front of Dixon,
yeah.
And they muffed up a fly ball, and then all of a sudden Matthew Boyd gives up 3 more home runs or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. I don't know. Have we found the low point yet? Like, we should have a referendum. Like, you two do it. Me and Jamie have done this before, me and Bogey, but Jamie and Bogey, you decide what has to happen to declare this the lowest possible point of the Tigers' rebuild. Like, when will we hit that point? Are we there?
I feel like it's still going down.
Can I say I only hope we're there?
Yeah.
I only hope we're there. I mean, the thing about last night, and there is a legitimate point to be made here as opposed to just making fun of the guys for running into each other. I did look this up on Baseball Reference. Prior to last night, Nico Goodrum had started a grand total of 8 games in center field in his baseball career, and Brandon Dixon had started a grand total of 16 games in left field. And you can just sit there and go, oh, yeah. Yeah, they're Major League Baseball players. Catch the ball. It's ridiculous. But no, there's a lot that goes into being an outfielder, communication, things like that. And it just is like, again, Al Avila, you got no one else. You have no outfielders down in the minors you can bring up to at least stem the tide. Okay, I mean, just a guy who can actually play the outfield position. They have nobody. They got to take these guys who are journeymen who play every, they're like Swiss Army knives, and just throw them out there and hope for the best. I mean, it makes me feel bad for Ron Gardenhire.
That's your boy, Woj.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. The answer apparently is no. They don't.
But that's pathetic.
And obviously, Jacoby Jones would be out there if he
injured
himself and been out for the year. And on top of just being bad and you know, disjointed, they have had a bunch of injuries that have thrown it off. I still say, though, and again, not to be mean, okay, but it's still a basic play that Major League. They did it twice in the game. Almost exactly the same miscommunication. And is communication that difficult to learn and teach on the fly? Like, I got it. Right?
That's very challenging.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very challenging.
Like, you and Bogey have only been working together for a short time, but when it's time to go to the phone, you both don't jump at the button and go, I got it. No, let me get it. Jim, you're on the air.
No,
right?
But when we go to break, though, I immediately jump in and 97 won the ticket.
No, I mean, that's a fair point. I think we're both.
he's doing the horse. Hold on.
Yeah, Jamie, have you heard the horse laugh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Wojo has a very distinctive fake laugh. When you say
no,
listen. When you say something that he doesn't find funny, but then he pretends that he finds amusing, this is what he does.
No, it's not.
100%. Hey, knock knock. Who's there? Waldo. Waldo who? Wall to wall carpeting. He does like a snort, which makes it sound like he's giving a piecemeal laugh.
No, but this is my real
laugh.
It's
so disheartening.
That's what I just cannot control, the hilarity rumbling through my diaphragm.
Hold on, Woj. How pathetic is it that that's Jamie's go-to joke right there, by the way? Knock, knock, who's there? Waldo?
It's the first one I could come up with. I'm sorry. That's not a good joke.
I love a good knock-knock joke.
Yeah, well, we know you do. All right, last question. This was the most hotly debated issue of the last hour.
Okay.
The most famous person of all time.
Of all time.
So we tried to eliminate Jesus Christ from the competition because we figured that was too easy.
Yeah.
And then other people were offended that we tried to eliminate Jesus Christ. We weren't actually eliminating him. We're just saying that'd be like saying who's the greatest Michigan quarterback of all time other than Brady, whatever. So who's the most famous person of all time? I say it's Hitler. Bogey, I believe, says it's Albert Einstein. Paul Sarah says it's The Rock. Who do you say it is, Gov?
I was going with Michael Jackson.
Gov says Michael Jackson. Greg, did you ever give an answer or not? No?
I never really did. I'll throw my hat in for Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, okay.
I also said Judas, but you said keep religion out of it.
Yeah, he also said Judas. People have said the Pope, but it's like there's different popes, right? There's not.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
Like
yeah,
there's
yeah,
different
yeah,
Batmans.
Did anybody say Harbaugh?
No one said Harbaugh. No.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
What about right, Valeni?
That's still.
Yeah.
That's still in the mix. What about somebody like Gandhi or Mother Teresa?
All right.
No.
Well,
yeah,
go
wait,
ahead, Woj.
In the U.S.?
No, in the war, in the history of the
history
world.
History of the world, yeah.
Okay, Gandhi, what did he do? Go ahead, give us a thumbnail,
everybody,
Mr. Smart Guy.
He was, like, peaceful and stuff.
He starved.
Peaceful yeah, and stuff?
Yeah, right? And Mother Teresa wore the thing on her head and saved babies.
She didn't save babies. I mean, she probably went to orphanages.
At this point, isn't the Mona Lisa painting more famous than Mother Teresa?
Well, yeah, but that's not a person.
Yeah, I guess, that's true.
Leonardo da Vinci.
That's up there? I think I'd say Da Vinci's up there.
What about Springsteen?
What, did you guys mention Tom Brady?
Bobby Clark?
God, that is actually a good question, because Michael Jackson would be up there, I guess, although I don't know. When you think of the whole world, they get into other stuff like soccer and crap.
Right, exactly.
I got to go with Mitch Albom.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, because he's also in the heavens as well. The heavens
well,
and the earth.
Good
yeah,
point, yeah.
All right, Bob. So coming up on the show tonight, the Wojo and Bogey show, Bogey and Wojo with Wojo Solo. Are you down at the ballpark tonight?
No. But it's the Tigers-Mariners pregame show.
Yeah. Now, from what I understand, some rain in the area? Is that accurate? Can we confirm that?
No, I don't know. In the area. We're going to predict on the Bogey and Wojo show minus Bogey tonight what will be the big gaff tonight in the Tigers game.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we think Heather Sparks is going to run on the field.
She's not here. She's on vacation. Oh. She won't be running onto the field. It'll be the second string. Who is it, Lauren? I always forget who the second stringer is.
Yeah.
All right, Robert.
Jeff will go running out there.
Appreciate it. Good talking to you as always. Bob Winowski, right?
Woo-hoo!
There he is. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.